He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It's a week from Tuesday, Halloween. On the phone with us is the man from Chicago Costume. It's Cortland Hickey. Cortland, I was talking about that orange suit that you had for me. Can you explain to people? I don't think I did it justice. What it's all about?
Oh, you mean the pumpkin suit? Your David Pumpkin?
The David Pumpkin.
Pumpkin suit?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's a two-piece jacket and pants mm-hmm. with pumpkins printed on it.
And that's
what other explanation do you need?
That's my look, isn't it? I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And my wife comes up to me yesterday and she says, hey, maybe we should do a couple's costume. I go, Sarah, we've been married 16 years. We've never done that before. She goes, well, I thought it would be cool this year, and I think Charlie would like it.
Well, sir, are you going trick-or-treating, or is it just something to wear to a party?
We have a party on Saturday, and we have a party on Halloween.
Oh, nice.
So what do you got?
There's a lot of cool things you can do. You can be Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin and Jasmine, Mario and Luigi. There's all kinds of cool things.
Beauty and the Beast. That would kind of work, because she's a hot blonde, and I'm, of course, I'm Lebanese. Yes. Beauty and the Beast. I'm writing that down. How busy are you right now?
You know, it's a Sunday night. It's raining outside. It's not that, you know, we have some people here in our shops, both shops, but it's not crazy.
I'm talking in general, because people usually wait until the last minute. How crazy is it going to be this week?
Well, I hope it's going to be really crazy. It's been kind of a soft season so far, you know, as far as just people shopping for Halloween. It's a Tuesday this year. It's been so hot, too. It's been like 70s and 80s, so it's hard for people to think about Halloween, but it's getting cold out there tonight, so I think you know, it'll start to be a little bit more fall, feeling more fall for people as we get into this week.
You know, Christmas is the biggest holiday, but Halloween is now right behind it in buying and decorating, isn't it?
It definitely is. It's been growing over the past, you know, 15 to 20 years, and, you know, it's really different. Halloween, Christmas is about buying things for other people, and giving gifts and showing them how much you care. And Halloween is about yourself. You're getting dressed up, that kind of thing. That's a different type of holiday spirit.
I'd say about 50% of the houses on my block have Halloween costumes. I mean, Halloween decorations out. I'm talking lights. I'm talking the webs, you know, the spider mm-hmm. webs out there. Everybody loves those, especially when it rains. That's nice.
Yeah.
But people do that now. They put out Halloween lights.
Yeah, there's like the laser light shows you can get too that do like ghosts and pumpkins and stuff in front of your place.
Really?
Very popular. Yeah.
I have not seen that. All right, let's talk costumes. What's the biggest one this year?
Definitely Pennywise from the movie It, Stephen King's It, the remake.
Oh, gosh. The clown.
Definitely top number one. Rick and Morty from the popular Cartoon Network show is right up there at the top as well.
Okay.
That would be the Rick costume from Rick and Morty. It's like a big blue wig. And then definitely Wonder Woman for ladies is a very popular costume.
You know this, but I've gone as Batman.
Yes.
Yeah. With the tights and the whole deal, guys. I know, Joe, you're looking at me like, yeah, that guy can pull it off. Well, when you have tights on, people want to grab you all over the place.
Really?
Everywhere. Yes. I don't really understand. And it's guys and girls, which is very odd.
Well, you know, it's maybe it's just because you're Batman. I mean, have you worn tights otherwise?
No. I have not. And I do have to say, the Batman mask wasn't too hot. I think I wore it most of the night. Yeah.
Good. You know, the masks fit everybody a little differently. That's why we let people try things on here in the store.
How about the Trump stuff? Is that big this year?
Not really. The only thing that's been pretty popular is this, it's called the Carry Me, Mr. President costume, and it's like a pair of pants, basically, that looks like a little short guy, and it looks like Trump, and then you put your legs in it, and you walk around, and it looks like he's carrying you on his shoulders. It's kind of funny. That's been the only sort of political popular item for this season. Not a lot else as far as popularity. And then, you know, neither one of the candidates was particularly popular last year either.
No.
Nothing like the Obama years when, you know, those were very popular political dress-up years. So.
People love dressing up as President Obama?
Absolutely.
God, that's
funny.
This
is Chicago.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah, definitely. So not too many Trumps this year. What's the?
No, definitely not.
I mean, what's some old-time costumes that people still go for?
Well, you know, a priest and a nun.
Oh, sure. I've gone as a priest before.
Yeah. Okay. That's a ninja. Pirates are very popular. There's a lot of stuff you can do for pirates. any superhero. You know, there's tons of different superheroes right now. But, yeah, I would say Priest and Nun is really, like, the most classic old kind of thing that we have. Or, I mean, I guess you could be a witch or a ghost as well. But, you know, there's a lot of options to choose from as far as classic costumes are concerned.
The Elvis jumpsuit, still big?
Absolutely. Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, very popular. You know, they sort of never wane. They're always things that people ask for, things that people want.
312-981-7200, our phone number, also our text line from 847 area code. My girlfriend and I are going as the Blues Brothers.
Really?
Oh, okay. 773, yeah. Sonny and Cher. Do you have a Cher wig? I like that.
Absolutely. We have multiple different versions. Cher with the rhinestones, regular black Cher. We've got frizzy 80s Cher.
I like Sonny and Cher. How would I dress up as Sonny, though?
Well, you wear like, well, you know, if you remember in the 60s, he had like long, shaggy hair and a long mustache. And then otherwise it would be like tie dye with a vest. We got all that stuff, of course.
Would you call that was that the Fu Manchu, the long mustache?
Well, not exactly. But yes, it was a very long, you know, a hippie mustache.
Let's do a whip around in the show here. We'll start with Joe. Joe, you need a costume? Joe's kind of a big guy, Cortland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely need a costume.
All right, well, what are some of the things you're interested in?
What are you looking for?
I like the superhero idea. I definitely do not like clowns. So, what is the anti-clown?
Anti-clown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could also go as, if you could go as Georgie with a yellow raincoat from Pennywise, or you could go as American Psycho with a raincoat, too. That might be weather appropriate as well as, recognizable costume. But, yeah, superheroes. Definitely Batman, Superman, Daredevil, Spider-Man. You can even go with the new Aquaman, Black Panther.
Well, the Aquaman, I assume it's kind of a tight suit.
Well, it's actually like a muscle suit with
pants
and the exposed muscle chest, and then you get the trident to go along with it.
Joe's kind of a big guy. What are you, 6'1", 6'2"? You look like a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I'm a big dude, but if Aquaman means I get to hang out with Wonder Woman, now we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something.
Is there a big demand for Wonder Woman?
It all depends on your interest in the fit. You know, we have a lot of different options. Captain America, of course. You know,
I told him he looks like the Hulk. I don't know why you don't want to be the Hulk. I understand the green face.
Three different Hulk choices if you wanted to be the Hulk.
I'm telling you, man, you'd kill with that. You could wear shorts so you're not sweating at a party. I think that's for you.
Yeah, he's just not my favorite Avenger.
David Jennings.
Well, how about Thor?
Is there a big demand for the Wonder Woman outfit this year?
That's one of the top five. Yeah. He just went through it. He said that's one of the biggest costumes. Why? Are you thinking about going as Wonder Woman?
Hell no.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I do have a nice Princess Leia that might work for you, though, if you wanted to gender bend that one. That's been pretty popular lately.
Nah. You kind of wouldn't go well.
You have to assume that Star Wars are pretty big still.
Yeah, you know, it's Jedi costumes and General Han Solo, Princess Leia, Ewoks, Jar Jar Binks, everybody. They're classics now, of course. Everybody likes them. There's a lot of fun stuff. Obviously, the new movie's coming out. We've got a lot of content from the old movies as well. So there's sort of a brown robe and a lightsaber, you know, that makes your costume your Jedi.
That's easy. You know what? The Sonny and Cher, I got another text from 630. Sonny and Cher. I was thinking, what about Ozzy and Sharon? My wife can wear a red wig.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have that. We have temporary tattoos. We have a really long Ozzy wig. How's Ozzy doing? I haven't seen him in a while on TV. Is he, you know, his show was on, it was like 10 years ago now. So it's like,
Ozzy's doing fine. He went on tour last year. He cheated on Sharon. They went to therapy. They separated. Now they're back together.
Oh, good. Well, glad you're keeping up with these.
Everything's good in their world. They are back together. Yes.
Oh, good.
And she is on The Talk every day on CBS. Apparently you're not tuning in. Okay. You're at the shop.
Yeah.
What are your hours this week over at Chicago Costume?
We're going to be here. Most days we're going to be open 9 a.m. through 10 p.m. or midnight, depending on, Thursday and Friday. We're going to be here till midnight for sure.
Okay.
We have everything available online. We have two locations, you know, in town. We have our main store at 1120 West Fullerton, right across from DePaul, which is where you like to frequent all the time. And then we also have a store up on Montrose and Cicero. In Portage Park, right off the expressway and the blue line and the metro. So they're all, we're all pretty transit friendly.
I do want to mention that your mother is up at the North store, and all the mascot costumes are up there. People can dress as mascots.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or we have tons of mascots, both for rental and for sale.
How about Bucky?
And she is amazing at making new mascots. I mean, it's like really pretty awesome, some of the costumes that she designs and creates.
I mean, that's not a joke. She designs them all over the United States.
Absolutely. A lot of the minor league baseball teams, she worked on JoJo from Jewel.
Oh, yeah, she did the JoJo from Jewel. You're right. I saw that when I walked in there.
Yeah, all kinds of cool stuff. You know, mascots are very popular. They're very effective ways for people to, you know, communicate their ideas about their brand now. So it's a very burgeoning level of marketing at the moment.
You walk into a party dressed as Bucky from UW. I mean, think about it. Everybody's going to embrace you.
We don't have any official licensed ones or anything like that.
Ah,
we have, you know, like
something close.
All kinds of animals, different kinds of animals. Yeah.
Bucky's brother, Bob, and you can buy a UW sweater. Got it.
We did an event and there was a wedding at the event right next door to the event. And they had somebody dressed as Bucky in the costume. You know, I guess the people who were getting married went to UW, but it was very, they just had him at their wedding.
I've actually done that. I had a friend that got married and we were in Madison, and you can rent Bucky for $300 for a night.
Oh, really? Like he'll come out to your event?
He will. Bucky will do anything.
$300, that's a good deal, actually.
It is. He will do anything for $300.
Because I think, Benny the Bull is like $1,000 just to get him to show up. You know, like it's pretty. I know they can be very expensive for the real character.
The Bears mascot is $5, but if you got 10 guys throwing in, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, to get
Staley.
The mascot, I guess that makes sense.
Right. I've done that, too.
Not for your kid's birthday party.
No, it'll scare everybody. ChicagoCostume.com. Cortland Hickey from Chicago Costume. Thanks, buddy. Good luck this week.
Thank you so much, Pete. We'll
All right,
see you
man.
Soon.
Take care. Pete McMurray in for Brian Noonan. It's 720 WGN.